KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Just after 8 o'clock, we have a sunny sky, and it's 44 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 64. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Officials of the Atlantic School District have announced the district is participating in the Summer Food Service Program. Meals will be provided to all children up to age 18 without charge. The program runs from May 31st through August the 1st. They will be closed July 3rd and 4th for the holiday. The meals will be provided on a first-come, first-served basis at the Schuller Elementary School. Breakfast will be served from 9 until 10 a.m. with lunch from 11 to 12:30. Participants will be asked to enter through the back door of Schuller and follow the signs. The Atlantic School District is also in dire need of volunteers to serve meals for 1.5 hours every day, Monday through Friday, beginning May 31st. If you're interested, you can call the Food Service Department at 243-5369 and ask to speak with Deanne. The Young Professionals of Atlantic, along with Megan Roberts State Farm and the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, have announced the recipients of the 4th Annual YPA Gala Award, which was held on Friday, April 28th at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. The awards recognize the achievements of young professionals who demonstrate a commitment to excellence and innovation in their profession and throughout the community. The Young Professional Public Servant of the Year Award was awarded to David Wiederstein of Otto, Lawrence, and Wiederstein. David was awarded for his heavy involvement throughout the community, working tirelessly to protect the youth of Cass County in juvenile cases. YP Newcomer of the Year Award went to Brian Rouge, manager of Brown Shoe Fit. Since moving to Atlantic last year, Brian has immersed himself into the community, getting involved with the chamber and other area organizations. The Young Professionals Entrepreneur of the Year was awarded to Nate Robinson with Robinson Landscaping and Patio Design. Nate was awarded for constantly contributing his resources and time back in the community in his career. He can always be found working hard all spring and summer, whether he's doing a downtown planning, maintaining storefronts, or helping community members execute a vision for their lawn. The Young Professional Business Leader of the Year was awarded to Brad Henningsen from Henningsen Construction. Brad has demonstrated exceptional business practices in his career, working hard to grow his business, which has been a long-time staple within the Atlantic community. The final award of the afternoon on April 28th was the Young Professional Choice Workplace of the Year. This year was awarded to Rolling Hills Bank and Trust. Rolling Hills Bank and Trust provides itself and works hard and to hire young talent within Atlantic, train them, and promote them within the company. They worked hard to build a strong local workforce of young professionals and have a positive impact on the community. And officials say their employees can be seen volunteering at numerous events around town and are very active with other community organizations. The Young Professionals of Atlantic would like to thank everyone who nominated an individual or business. If you or someone you know is interested in becoming a Young Professional of Atlantic, you can contact the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce at 243-3017. The Atlantic City Council will meet in a regular session tomorrow evening at 5:30 at City Hall. During their session, the council is expected to hear a presentation from Trees Forever spokesperson Dolly Bergman with regard to the Trees Forever conference she attended in Des Moines. Bergman will also present the council with another Tree City USA flag. The city has the distinction of holding the designation for the past 2 decades. The council will also act on an order to close the 100 block of Chestnut Street from the Rock Island Depot to 2nd Street on Saturday, September 2nd from 4:30 p.m. to midnight, and that'll be for the Atlantic First Responders Family Night Out. That event will be open and free to the public with family-friendly activities and a meal. The night will finish with a performance from the John Doe Band out of Omaha and a beer garden. The night out is a way to say thank you to the community for always having the backs of first responders, and they intend to show they have your back as well. The Atlantic First Responders sold T-shirts this past fall as part of the fundraising for the event. Another fundraiser is a golf tournament to be held July 7th at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. That event is also open to the public and features a meal, silent auction, and a gun raffle. The Atlantic City Council will also act on an order approving an engineering agreement with Snyder & Associates for the Atlantic Municipal Utilities North Wellfield Trail Paving Project. And they'll hold their third and final reading of an ordinance pertaining to separation distance for pesticide application. That applies to persons in the area of East 3rd Street Place with regard to hazardous materials cleanup and caused by a decades-old plume of dry cleaning chemical cleanup. And another part of the meeting will be a public forum from a group of citizens who may be present to present a petition for the removal of poultry from the portion of the city code. The council will also recognize the Atlantic Police Reserves with an outstanding service award tomorrow evening. An 18-year-old accused of the burning of a covered bridge featured in the best-selling novel, The Bridges of Madison County, has pleaded not guilty to the offense. Court records say Joel Davis entered a plea Monday to arson and related charges. His trial is scheduled to begin July 18th. The bridge destroyed April 15th near Winterset also was featured in a 1995 movie adaptation starring Clint Eastwood and Meryl Streep. The novel was written by Robert James Waller, who died in March. Prosecutors say also 17-year-old Alexander Hoff of West Des Moines will be facing an arson charge as well. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater says a Cass County man was arrested last Wednesday on two counts of harassment in the third degree. 27-year-old Charles Ray Edwards III of Atlantic was arrested at around 10:30 p.m. on that date by police in Adair. He was released that same night on $3,000 bond. 46-year-old Andre Lamont Sewell of Stewart was arrested April 24th by Stewart police on a charge of domestic abuse assault, second offense. Following an incident at an apartment complex involving a female and her children, a deputy arriving on the scene noted that Sewell appeared to be intoxicated and had a strong odor of alcohol coming from him. On April 28th, an Iowa State Patrol trooper responded to a report a large pickup truck with construction lights on the top and a logo on the door was traveling all over the road on Interstate 80 eastbound. The vehicle was located near the Adair exit and eventually pulled over about a mile marker 85. The trooper, who observed the truck swerving all over the lanes himself prior to it being pulled over, said he smelled an odor of alcohol coming from inside the truck. A half-consumed bottle of tequila was laying on the front passenger floorboard. The driver, 49-year-old Ramon Guerrero Gonzalez of Des Moines, admitted he'd consumed three 16-ounce beers. The man failed the field sobriety test, and a preliminary breath test indicated his blood alcohol level was 0.183%, or more than twice the legal limit. A test at the Adair County Jail resulted in a reading 0.163%. Gonzalez was arrested for OWI first offense and later released on $1,000 bond. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater said also that 25-year-old Taylor J. Edelman of Adair was arrested April 26th for simple assault. He was later released on a $300 bond. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.